Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. My name is Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm so glad that you tuned into the program today. I want to talk to you today about how you can make a difference. Let me share this scripture with you. It's from Matthew 28. It's the Great Commission. And the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw the risen Jesus, they worshiped him, although some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I shared with you about the Great Commission because all of us are invited to go, not to stay, but to go. Every time I go on a mission, a parish mission, or I go somewhere to speak, as I'm leaving the driveway and driving out, I always think Jesus told us to go, that we're not to stay, that we're to be on the move. I saw a sign one time outside a Pentecostal church, and the sign was right outside the front of the church there, and it said, "We're a going church for a coming Lord." And that's the Great Commission, to go, to spread the good news, to tell everybody about Jesus and how great he is. So I wanted to tell you that you can make a difference, and the purpose of this program is to try to help you to make a difference in the world. Back in about 20 years ago, it was our Pope, our Holy Father, John Paul II, he started talking about something called the new evangelization. And there were documents about this before him, Pope Paul VI with Evangelii Nuntiandi and all these different documents that came out, all encouraging Catholics and all peoples, really, all believers, to share the good news about Jesus. You see, the nature of the church is missionary. You have to understand that. Who we are, right from the beginning of the church, the Acts of the Apostles, when they were anointed with the Holy Spirit, they didn't stay in the upper room, they went. "Go into the world," Jesus said. And so the nature of who we are, we're not just a solitary, you know, religion is a personal thing, and, you know, I believe my way, you believe your way, and I don't want to say anything to anybody. You don't speak about politics and religion. No, it's not that. See, the nature of who we are, if you're a Christian, is to be missionary. It's to go. It's to spread the good news. And we have a problem in our church today, and not just Catholicism, in all denominations. And the problem that we have is that many people have either fallen away from the church or they're not going anymore. Up to 75% of Catholics aren't going to church anymore. And that's a big problem. And then there was a Barna survey about young people, and it said that 3 out of 5 young people have disconnected from their faith from ages 18 to 35. 3 out of 5. So 2 out of 5 might be going, but 3 out of 5 aren't. And somebody's got to reach out to these folks. And that somebody is you and me. And then, of course, if you've ever been over to Europe, or Europe has these large, beautiful cathedrals and these churches everywhere. You know, the churches are just about in every street corner. But these churches, unfortunately, if you go on a Sunday, they're largely empty. Not many people are going. And so the popes have realized this. Our present Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, has picked up on this teaching of John Paul II about the new evangelization. He sees what's going on. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people that are going to church, but there's a lot more that aren't. And that's an indication that something's wrong. Either they're bored or disinterested or distracted, or something's going on in them because they're not going anymore. So he's called for this new evangelization, and Pope Benedict has done this also. In fact, in the year 2012, in October of 2012, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Vatican II, Pope Benedict has called for a synod, that's a gathering, an assembly, of all the bishops in the world. And the theme of this synod is the new evangelization. How we as a missionary church can evangelize the world, invite people back to their home, invite people back to church. And more than that, and I really want to impress upon you, the new evangelization isn't just about getting people to go to church. And it's not about getting people to come and fill pews. The new evangelization is about people coming to a deep, now get this, a deep personal relationship with Jesus. See, that's the foundation of the church. We have to understand that church isn't just a building, as I've talked about in other programs, and it's not just a place where we go to pray. Church is a place that mediates the presence of Jesus. And that way, a gathering, a church, a celebration is what we call a sacrament. It mediates the presence of Jesus in the world. So what the new evangelization is all about, and evangelization comes from the word evangelion, which means good news, which means the gospel is the good news. And what is the gospel? It centers on a relationship with Jesus, being touched by the Holy Spirit, and then knowing in the depths of your heart that you're on the way to heaven. It all has to do with eternal life, salvation. So the new evangelization and what we're after here is helping people to come into a relationship with Jesus. In fact, and this is a quote from the Pope, the new evangelization, according to our former Pope, John Paul II, is not a matter of passing on doctrine, but it's rather of a personal and profound meeting with the Savior. And so really, when I talk about evangelization, when I talk about this new evangelization, that's what I'm talking about. And as people encounter Jesus and they have an experience of the risen Lord, they're going to want to come to church. They're going to want to be a part of the community. They're going to want to celebrate and worship. And they're going to want to be a part of this evangelization and reaching out to others. We need to hear the stories of people who have been touched by the Lord, who share their stories. And I stand before you right now as a person who has been transformed by the risen Lord Jesus. And one of the reasons why I believe that God has me on TV is because my story is going out to many different people about how God took a young person and touched his life, forgave his sins, and is now using me to proclaim the gospel to many. So again, the new evangelization has to do with Jesus in a relationship with him, being touched by the Holy Spirit, knowing that you're on the way to heaven, and proclaiming the gospel to all people. Now, the word has been used, a new evangelization. You might be thinking, well, wait a minute. You know, what's new about it? Why this new evangelization? Well, it's not the message that's new. The message for the last 2,000 years, that Jesus saves, that he came to give us new life, that he came to bring us to heaven, that message is not new. It's still vital. It's still important. It's still the foundation. But what is new is that we have a new culture now. It's an age of information. It's an age of technology. Things have changed in the world. You know, we're post 9/11. It's a whole new generation of people. So we have to reach out to them in new ways. And we have to have a new thrust, a new expression toward all people with this age-old message that brings new life. So the Pope talked about new expressions with the new evangelization, new methods with the new evangelization, and new ardor. So I want to try to break this open for you because I want you to understand that you're a part of this. You're a part of the new evangelization. And if you're not going to church, we're inviting you to come back to experience the freshness and the newness of the Catholic Church or whatever denomination you belong to and be a part of the community because we need you. So let's talk about this new evangelization. First of all, we have four students here at this retreat center who are studying to be Passionists, and they're in formation, and they were with us for a whole year. Recently, they left to go to novitiate, and I gave them a little gift as they left. I gave each one of them a book, a little book called Preaching Better. And in this book, it takes surveys of different communities, different church communities, about preaching. And how is the preaching in your church? And what are you looking for? And what touches you when a person preaches? And basically, to boil it down into a nutshell, what this book talked about is keep it simple, try to focus on one or two main areas, and then speak in a way that relates to people. And that's really important. Don't just be up there on a cloud somewhere or speaking about things that people can't relate to. You really got to try to break open your own life. And that's what I appreciate out of the preaching that I've heard that has touched me. It's when preachers, priests, deacons, lay leaders, when they share about their own life. And that's one of the things that I've really tried to do in my life and in my preaching. I've tried to be relevant. If you've watched my programs for all these years, or if you've read my books, and I've written 16 books, you will see as you begin to read the books, what I do is I break open my own life. And I do it in a way that relates to people. And that's really important, that in our preaching, we have to share stories. Frederick Buchner one time said, God created people because God loves stories. I love that. God created people because God loves stories. You see, you're a story. You're writing a chapter every year of your life and pages of the book every day that you live. You're a story and I'm a story. And so what you have to do in preaching or in sharing the gospel is share your story. Don't try to go up to a person and say, you know, this is what you should believe or this is the way that you got to be. Everybody is going through something at this time in their life. It could be a relationship problem. It could be a physical problem. It could be some type of a suffering. So I usually find that, I share this in my books and I share this in a lot of my preaching, the sufferings that I go through relate to people because everybody's going through something. And if you want to share on a deep level, tell people about, you know, maybe a difficulty that you're going through and how God is in it, how God is using it to transform you, and how you are becoming another person through your suffering. And then also share with people how God has touched you. You know, those of you who have read my books or you've watched my programs for a while, you know I had a major conversion when I was 18 years old. You know, I had been born and brought up Catholic, but I fell away from the church and I wasn't really going. And then I started to get this hunger within. And as I started to come to the scriptures and started reading the scriptures, God was speaking to me. And as I started watching good Christian programs on TV like Billy Graham and others, God was speaking to me and drew me to himself. An Irish mystic, Francis Thompson, once said that God is the hound of heaven. He chases after us, and I'm praying that he's going to use this program to chase after you. And what happened was God was calling me to himself, to a personal relationship. And sometime after I began to seek God and look for God in my life, I experienced a touch of the Holy Spirit, and that touch continues today. These fillings, the grace, the power, the anointing. And so when I talk to people, oftentimes I'll be on an airplane and people will say, hey, what do you do for a living? I'd say, I'm a Catholic priest. They go, oh, yeah, why'd you become a priest? Well, I don't do it in a long, drawn-out way. I don't give them the 20-minute story. I tell them that when I was in college, I began to be hungry for God and I began to seek God in my life in a new way and the Holy Spirit touched me. And see, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for a touch. They want to know God in a personal way and they want to see by your life that it's possible. So you just simply share really quickly and very gently that you've experienced God in a personal way. Maybe you've gone through some sufferings. Share those sufferings and share how you're being transformed. People want to know that God is real and that God works. So simply in your preaching or just simply your sharing, this is a part of the new evangelization. And really, and this is the reason why we're having the synod and our leaders are meeting, and this is why I'm proclaiming this on TV, we need you to share. You see, it's not just priests and deacons and lay leaders. We need everybody out there in the trenches. You are 11 in the world, Vatican II tells us, laity. We need you to share the good news and how God has touched you because people are starving for this. They're dying to know the good news. And the good news, again, it's about a personal relationship with Jesus. So don't hold back your story. God has given you a story. Don't be afraid to share it. So share stories. And it's interesting, you know, as a preacher, I guess, you know, I could tell you, you know, you need to be out there and you need to be telling everybody the good news and kind of making you feel guilty about it. Or I could share a story. And here's one that comes to mind. Back in Belgium in World War II, there was a statue of the Sacred Heart of Jesus with his hands extended. And it was a beautiful statue, and people liked to come before it and pray to Jesus and pray to God. Well, one day during the war, a bomb fell right in front of the statue, blew the hands of Jesus right off the statue. Now, here it is after the war, and the owner of the statue is there, and the one who sculpted the statue was there, and they were looking at it, and they saw how the hands got blown off. And the sculptor said, "That is such a beautiful statue. It's such a masterpiece. I am going to put the hands of Jesus on that statue free of charge." And the owner of the statue said, "No." He says, "Don't touch the statue, because I like the way it is now, because now when anybody looks at it, I want them to see that Jesus has no hands, but yours and mine." And that's so true. We are the body of Christ. We are the hands, the voice, the body of Jesus in the world today. You have to understand that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world that whoever believes may have eternal life. But God so loved the world that he sent us into the world to bring people to faith. We are the hands of Christ. We are the voice of Christ in the world today. We are his literal body. Many of you are involved, and it's wonderful. You're involved in your parishes, you're involved in the community, you're doing tremendous things in the world, and I compliment you. I've met so many of you. I'm so inspired. People are reaching out into prisons and nursing homes and hospitals and doing all kinds of things. Some of you are youth ministers and CCD teachers. Some of you are pastors and doing marvelous things, and I compliment you, and I want to encourage you to keep it up, because God is using you. God is so loving the world that he's working through your voice, working through your hands, working through your body to touch a hurting world. So remember, share your stories. And the scriptures say in 1 Peter 3:15, do it with gentleness and reverence. And then we're talking about eternal life. We're talking about eternity in heaven. That's a long time. I mean, our time on earth is like one little teeny grain of sand on all the beaches of the world. Think about how many grains of sand there are. Nobody can ever count them. Our whole time on earth is just like one little teeny itsy-bitsy grain of sand. So we're talking about eternal life in heaven with God. This is important. That's why in every way possible, I want to share the good news. That's one of the reasons why I'm on TV, on radio, writing books, traveling around the country preaching. Because this message is so important. It's so powerful. It's so needed. I want everybody to know. And I know you do too. So one of the ways is certainly to evangelize is to encourage. Encouragement is so important. You know, just walking with somebody as they're going through their trials and their sufferings. Listening to people. I remember, for example, one of our priests encouraged me when I first started. I was just looking at the Passionist community. Wasn't sure. You know, I had a dedication to the Passion. I had a dedication to the cross in my own life because I had been forgiven. But I wasn't sure if I was being called to religious life or being called to the priesthood. And I remember one of our priests, you know, I met him. He was a young priest, and how he encouraged me. And he wrote me a letter after he met me, and I'll never forget that letter. And in the letter, he says, "Cedric," he said, "you've got it." And I'll never forget him writing that. And you know, because you don't always feel great about yourself, or, you know, I never thought I could ever preach and get up in front of people and everything. And just the fact that he said, "You've got it," made me believe in myself. So it's that encouragement, and that's really important. And then, of course, you invite people. Many people who have come back to church have said, "You know, I never would have come back had I not been invited, but one of my neighbors invited me, they gave me a ride, they sat with me, and because of that, I came back." So I encourage you to invite people. I remember I was at one of our parish missions here in Houston. It was in Pearland. And, you know, I sell books and resources at these missions. And we had, I have this man that travels with me sometimes. His name is Charlie Wargel, lives in Saginaw, Michigan. And he was back at the book table, and I was out there preaching and everything. And unbeknownst to me, this young lady came into the church, and she thought it was Mass, but it was actually a mission service I was preaching. And she said, "What's going on?" And Charlie was in the back there, and Charlie said, "Well, that's Father Cedric in there, and he's preaching the gospel." She said, "Is it Mass?" And he said, "No." But he said, "Look," he said, "go in there and listen to him," because she was just about to leave when she found out it wasn't Mass. He said, "Go in there and listen. I think you'll really be touched." So he invited her to go in, even when she was about to leave. And this young lady went in there. She sat down. After she heard what I had to say, she had to meet with me. We sat down and talked. And she said, "Father, I think I may have a call to become a Catholic nun, but I'm not sure where to go or what to do." And I told this young lady about the Passionists. We have Passionist nuns as well as brothers and priests. And make a long story short, she ended up professing her vows as a Catholic nun. None of this would have happened had not Charlie invited this young woman to come into the service. So invite people. Be encouraging. Be gentle. Share your stories. See, that's the new evangelization. We live in a world, as I said, that's exploded technology-wise. It's an information age. And where are our young people? Well, they're on Facebook, Twitter, they're on the internet. Where are people today? They're watching TV, you know, listening to the radio. See, we have things going on in our world today that we never had before. So we need a new evangelization. One of the reasons why I preach on TV is because you can't expect all people to come into the churches. You can't expect them to come to you. We have to go to them. And that's exactly what I'm doing on TV. I should show you the letters and the emails. Often in my commercials, I read some of them about people that don't go to church and just happened into my program and heard the good news. And now they're developing a relationship with Jesus or going through a conversion. See, the reason why we're having this new evangelization is because we need to find new ways to reach people, to go outside the walls of the church. And that's exactly what I call my program, Live with Passion. I call it a church without walls. You know, we're very familiar with the church with walls, but this is a church without walls. I want to go beyond the walls of the church to reach out to all people and to draw them back, mostly to a personal relationship with Jesus, and then hopefully you'll go the next step and come back to church. We have to have fire. People have to see that this is making a difference in our life. You know, one of the reasons why people aren't going to church is because, as I said, boring isn't attractive. And some of the services that people have gone to, and I've gone to them in the past, it's just, there's no other way to say it. It's boring. That's why I wrote a book for young people called God's Not Boring. God is passionate. And as ministers, as people of God, we have to be passionate and zealous and have ardor. And we have to show our enthusiasm too. I think one of the great things that attracts people is joy, is smiling. And that's one of the ways that we can share the gospel. I remember the story of Archbishop, now Cardinal Dolan of New York. He tells the story that he invited somebody to come in and see one of the seminaries, and this man came in, and as he's looking at the seminary, you know, the big dark halls and everything, there was a group of seminarians over there, about 5 or 10 of them, and they were all laughing, and they were having a good time. And the man said to Cardinal Dolan, he said, "Is that group of guys, are those seminarians over there?" And he said, "Well, yeah, they are. They're in the training for the priesthood." And the man said, "Well, they certainly look happy." And the cardinal smiled and he said, "That's because they are happy." And I think it's joy that radiates the gospel more than anything else. Happiness. So, you know, don't tell people about the gospel with a glum face. Smile a little bit and share with them your story and tell them how you've been touched. So I want to conclude by saying, are you going to church? Have you fallen away? Are you not attending Mass or attending your services? Well, I believe that you tuned into this program for a reason. I believe God Himself is inviting you back. With courage, make a move. Come on back. Give it a try. We're having a new evangelization in our Catholic Church. It's a year of faith, and the reason is to invite everybody back to be a part of the celebration. We need you. And the other reason is, if you are going to church, and if you are part of the community, and if you haven't been sharing the good news, and if you've been keeping it personal, I'm going to invite you to launch out into the deep for a catch. Remember, you are the hands of Jesus, you are the body of Christ, and we need you to share the good news. Remember what I said, don't beat people over the head with the Bible, or beat them over the head with the catechism, or tell them this is the way you need to be. Share your story. Tell them what God has done in your life. Tell them how you've gone through some suffering and how God is transforming you. Share how you've been touched by the Holy Spirit. Do it with gentleness and reverence. Do it with a smile on your face. Remember, God created us because God loves stories. So Jesus in the gospel tells us, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go. And remember, the nature of the church is missionary. Who we are as the people of God is missionary. We are a going church for a coming Lord. Don't just live, live with passion.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.